I had some notes. I don't have them here, so my sermon might be short. It might be long. We'll keep it fairly short. Where were you born? Where? Orillia. For those that don't know, that's in the far country of Ontario. Yes, and there's not too many here that were born in Edmonton, but a couple of you. But you know something? Most of us were born in a hospital, or in a house, or in a relatively sanitary place, right? And even in the Bible times, it was normal for moms to give birth in a safe environment. And I'm sure that whenever possible, that happened. Now, we do know a couple who have had a couple children who were born in their van along the highway, Highway 44, but that wasn't planned. And I'm sure for Mary and Joseph, the birthplace of the Lord Jesus wasn't really planned either. They were caught in circumstances. Circumstances beyond their control. Circumstances which we'll talk about a bit tomorrow. And which government powers brought things about that really they probably didn't really appreciate. But Jesus was born in a stable. Now, I'm sure they cleaned it as much as they could. And I'm sure that it wasn't in the gutter of the barn in which Jesus was born, the cleanest possible spot that could be found. But he was born in a manger. And in fact, this was a sign to the shepherds, you recall. That when the shepherds came, the angel said, "You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." There weren't too many babies born in mangers. And so these shepherds, of course, had a real good clue as to where to find that child. But you know, that's the first birth. We all have had that. The first birth was for each one of us in different locations and different dates. We have a birthday we celebrate and remember. But there is a more important birth even than the physical birth. And that is the second birth. We call it born again. And there are funny places people have been born again. Kit and I were talking last night, and he tells of a friend of his. Before he was saved, he lived a rather difficult life. And a friend of his went to jail and got saved in jail. Interesting place to get saved, huh? I remember one time leading a friend of mine to the Lord in an outhouse. I wanted someplace quiet and private. And I said, "Danny, do you believe in Jesus?" He says, "No, I want to." So let's go talk about it somewhere where nobody will bother us. It's an interesting concept. Psalm 87 is a really different psalm, and I'm going to read the entire psalm to you. It's a psalm or song for the sons of Korah. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Listen to this next verse. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. And then that word Selah, which we really don't know what it means, but we believe it might mean a pause in the music to think about what has just been said. Glorious things of thee are spoken, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistra and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. Who is he going to establish? Zion. The Lord shall count when he writes up the people that this man was born there. Selah. Let me read it again. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. I'm going to go back to that in a minute. I'll finish the psalm first. As well the singers as the players and instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. This is more than just an Old Testament psalm. This is a psalm that is talking about New Testament theology. Because it's telling us that Zion, if you take a look at the implications in Revelation, the city of God is prepared as a bride for the bridegroom. Who's the bride? The followers of Jesus Christ. Who is born in Zion? Every person who is born by the blood of the Lamb. You see, yes, spiritually we can be born in the most unusual places. But it is the Holy Spirit that gives life to mankind through what we call regeneration, being born again. And then that's why verse 6 is so interesting. The Lord shall count when he writes up the people that this man was born there. You remember in Revelation another picture of a book? In fact, two books were open. One was a book of the works, and the other was the book of life. And whosoever was found written in the book of life enters eternity to live with their Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Where is your name written? Is it written in that Zion of God, the holy city? Or is it yet unknown there? It need not be, because if we ask Christ to forgive us for our sins, it matters not where we're born again. We can be born again right here in a church building. We can be born again as we're driving down the city streets. My friend Kit tells it, he cried out to God down in city center of Edmonton when 7 o'clock at night the bell rang there in the city hall. Wow. You see, God works in people's lives in different ways, but we can know of a certainty that we're born into the family of God when we ask Jesus to forgive us for our sins, to cleanse us and make us like him. He was born in a manger. He probably should have been born in Herod's palace because he was the rightful king of the Jews. He was of the line of David. Herod, he was an Esau child, Edomite. A usurper, an antichrist, we may say. But Jesus was the legitimate Son of God. Son of David, Son of God, Son of Man, and a whole bunch of other things too. Isn't it a wonderful thing to celebrate his birthday even tomorrow? And we invite you to come tomorrow and share with us in that if you're able.